everybody, and welcome to Porn Star Life Coach. I am Phoenix Marie, and I'm sitting in for the beautiful and talented Nikki Hunter. Sadly, couldn't be here today. You are listening to JulieLandRadio.com, and we are currently all together huddled underneath the table because we like it nice and close like that. And by we, I mean...
Marina Sky.
Ash Hollywood.
Andy Sandimas.
Sophie D.
And I'm Phoenix Marie. Today we're going to talk about a topic that us all being veterans here... meaning we've made it past 2 years, in my opinion. That's a veteran mark. Yeah. And porn years, every 1 year is like dog years, so seven. So we're at 2 years.
So maybe I can ask the question then.
All right, go for it.
This is Richard talking. What makes a porn star? There's porn performers, there's adult actresses, there's, you can label it however you want, but what makes a star? What makes you guys a star? Because in my mind, you all are.
To me, I think it would be the amount of films you've done. Because it would mean that you're still active, you know? I mean, because I have probably a little over 100 in 7 years. So that means I've taken a lot of time off. I mean, I don't consider myself a porn star. But when I look at other girls who have 300, 400, 500 movies and then some, that to me, I think, I mean, I consider all of you porn stars. I mean, you all are currently working. You all have, I don't know how many titles. Right, you can't even tell me. So that to me, I think
what you just said right there is exactly what makes a porn star.
Yeah.
Is when somebody else acknowledges you as a porn star.
When you're prolific, when you're, you know, when you have a good, I don't know, thing.
If I know your name, then you're a porn star.
I can't think of a word. Anyway,
I know your name, Rena. I know your name, Ash.
I mean, okay, so for me, there's a huge difference between showing up on set. I'm fucking Googling my shit right now. So there's a huge difference to me when you are a household name and when you're just a porn name. Because, I mean, like, within my first year, everybody knew me in porn, but, like, I wasn't a household name yet. Like, I wasn't really getting recognized. And now, and the reason why I have long hair is I can't even go to my fucking local cantina and order some goddamn margaritas and some tacos without a guy being like, oh my god, I recognize your tattoos. You were in that one movie with those two guys, and I'm like... Really? Like, please just let me enjoy my food.
Hold on, Andy, what the fuck did you say?
I never get recognized. And the rare times that I do, the person will only tweet about that they saw me, and no one ever comes up to me. But people usually don't recognize me because of this. I don't dress at all in real life how I do when I'm in porn. I don't do my hair at all how it's done in porn. And I rarely wear makeup when I'm not on set. So I don't look like myself, like, at all.
Do you post pictures of yourself with no makeup?
I do a lot. I mean, actually, but...
You do a lot on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram I do. And I don't know. It's just people just don't see me.
Maybe they're scared of you.
That's true, and I always go out.
When, like,
I never
if I approach her and I tap her on the shoulder, and then, like, I'm gonna get punched.
My fans are pervy ones. They only recognize me when I have no makeup on, so that means they just go straight to the cum shot.
Because
by that time, all my makeup's wiped
That's
off.
That's exactly what I say.
So it's fucked up. You already know me when I got no makeup on.
The only people that recognize me are the people I owe money to.
By the way, you look really nice today. For me, I've always been... as far as, like, star status, the minute a girl walks on set, if I haven't ever met her and don't know your name, I'm sorry, you're not a star. If I don't think that... Normally, I'm the one that breaks them in for anal. I'm always that first anal scene for every girl. And I love it because I truly will be more loving and dedicated to every part of your body. But that butthole is, like, my prize. I will cherish it. I will worship. You will be a princess. And I will lick it and all the good stuff because I truly... I do want to show off a girl, and I've had directors tell me, like, you fuck girls like Manuel fucks girls. I make them feel pretty. I make sure that they're good, they're wet, they're excited.
And you got bigger balls than he does.
Yeah, I do. My pussy lips are huge.
You girls tell me if I'm right. This is what I think a porn star is. I agree with part of it, which you said, longevity. I think that's key. I think quality of work is key. The brand name is, like you said, is known outside the bubble of porn is important.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't mean that they also did great work, but getting outside the porn world is a huge deal on anything. And then I think the last thing to me, it's because I've shot over 250 girls. To me, it's about just this attitude. I don't always tell people it's that, just that certain something that makes a girl really, really special.
It's personality.
It's personality. It's all those little things. It has nothing to do with looks either. It just has to do with this amazing thing. Like, I always bring the story up of my partner, our ex-partner, Julie Ashton. The girl is the most plainest girl in the world you would have ever met. You would never recognize her, think of her as a porn star, but just the personality made her that much special.
Well, that's
than
what my
else.
Career is based on, is personality. And unfortunately, when you're at conventions and you are trying to sell stuff next to T and Presley and Alexis Texas, your personality isn't going to sell a fucking picture. So, but it gets me other shit. Right. And personality is important. And that's, you know, people like my Twitter, people like things like that, but they don't really care about me fucking so much. Like, I'm not the hottest girl in porn. I don't have the best body, and there are people that can do way cooler stuff way better than me, but it's
and
a
you don't do anal
thing. No.
Yeah, but it's also like, there's all those other things. Not everybody's everything anyways. Not everybody is you.
No, I know, but I was just going to say, I'm really good at manipulating people into thinking that I'm good.
Yeah, so. Well, you know how to work your brand. You know how to sell the brand, and you know.
No, I don't know how to sell it. I don't know how to make it known, but I don't know how to sell it. Good Lord.
Well, I just think the two is like, and I think the girls that are
sell personality.
The girls that are the porn stars to me are just kind of you can tell they're a little bit above the average girl. There's something special about them.
But don't you think the term is used too loosely?
Of course.
I know you guys all probably feel that way. Yeah.
It's the same using the term photographer. Just because you have a fucking camera doesn't make you a fucking photographer.
I'm a photographer. Fuck you.
Yeah, just because you have
a
7D doesn't mean you're a photographer.
I'm a manager.
Okay, I just got in a huge argument with a guy on Twitter about this because I don't like being labeled. I don't feel that I've earned a porn star title. Like, I don't feel like a porn star. I wouldn't say that. Like, I'm a girl who loves sex, who loves to perform in front of people, and, you know, like, that's like what I do. It's, shut up, dick. I see you over there out of my peripherals. So my whole thing was, okay, you're not a rock star if you're just playing at a local venue, playing your guitar. So why would I say that I'm, you know, a porn star?
That's a good point.
You know, just like,
no, sorry.
If you're a guy who owns a camera, that doesn't make you a photographer. That makes you a photography, like, connoisseur. Like, it's your hobby.
How about this? If you walk on set and you say, oh, I'm a porn star, and you're telling like, everyone in the fucking world, I'm a porn star, you're not a fucking porn star.
Prove it, bitch.
Yeah, exactly. If you have to say that you're a porn star, you're probably not a porn star.
Yes.
It's like people who work hard to be cool, that they try so hard to be cool. I always say, they're not cool. If you're working to try to be cool, you're not cool.
And just be nice to everyone.
Vote for me. Every 5 seconds, yeah. if you get unfollowed, vote for me on my shit. And if I fucking see you retweeting the same three people that are saying annoying. That they're voting for you, you are so annoying. I'm sorry, but like, it's like I never do the vote for me shit because I'm like, what? You won because you begged people to vote for you?
Not only that, but let's be honest.
That's not how I won Miss Free Ones at all.
Yeah, that's how I won my awards.
Here's the thing. It's one of those things of...
There's a better way to win awards, okay? Yeah. How do you think she won J-Girl of the Year last year?
I think I haven't won any AVN awards.
Blowjob.
I got ditched from my last two.
That's okay. Only like 6 girls win like all 1 million awards. Anyway,
I won a best 3-way and they didn't mention my name. They mentioned it on the screen. And it was
But you're a porn star. Your name, you made it to the top... Okay, if you make it to the top 5 mentions at AVN... You're a porn star.
Though. I don't need.
Well, for me, I think I've never won a fucking award ever, and I don't give a fuck.
Excuse me.
I didn't say me.
Excuse me. You won an award this
really?
Year.
You're right. Hey. I'm sorry. Best rookie.
Oh, we did award.
And you won
year.
Best mess.
Oh, and I won mess.
And the biggest hug award.
I won a cocksucking challenge award this year.
Hey, that's
porno Dan, baby.
You put that on your profile, man.
Hell yeah.
But honestly,
You
never won a fucking
never
AVN?
Ever.
But I just mean that the top 5, where you know you've been.
Oh, yeah.
In top
I've been
fives.
In top 5. But to me, and like honestly, I tell everyone, awards don't fucking matter.
Awards
it doesn't change
matter.
My rate, and it doesn't affect my fan base.
That's what everyone tells me. It's like
no one gives a shit.
That's all that matters. Mm-hmm.
No one gives a shit. I won all the coolest awards I could possibly ever want to win, and I fucking couldn't get booked earlier this year to save my life. And it doesn't mean shit. Nobody fucking cares.
It's just cool to have one.
Yeah, it is cool. It is cool how I
probably get fucking
snorted so many drugs off of my awards.
I think awards mean nothing.
Just kidding.
And I always tell people, last year or no, 2 years ago, Avian sent me Julie's Hall of Fame award, and I asked Julie, "What do you want me to do with this?" And she just said, "Throw it away." And I told her I could send it to her and give it. She could take her daughter could take it to show and tell. And Julie was like, no.
Not happening.
And she says, you can shove it up your ass. I said, no, I'll keep it, though. And I've kept it. So
you can shove it up my ass. That would actually be a cool photo.
That's not really fair. I mean, like, yeah. You can win an award for a scene that you did 4 years before, like I did. So.
I won free ones, and then they didn't even show up to the party. They didn't even tell me I won.
Oh.
And then they sent me my award with a huge chip in it.
Aww. See, I don't put much importance on the awards or the award shows because it's all very political. You wouldn't think that there's politics involved in this sex, but there is. There's a lot of it.
It's Porn Valley High School.
And I won't get into details about how a lot of people win their awards. I will just say that I'm not willing to do most of those things.
Money.
And that's okay.
I sang.
And, you know, go make your money, boo-boo. Do what you do. I don't judge you, but I also don't need an extra fucking trinket in my house because I have way too many off my wish list.
Good answer.
But what is important to me is how the fans feel about me. So I do try to keep track of, like, where I am on the free ones list, where I'm on the bear list or whatever it is.
But that's what makes a star is your fans, how your fans feel about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, how your fans feel
the
about
fandom.
You. Are you good to your fans? Like, treating your fans well is key. Nothing pisses me off more than girls who are going off on their fans on Twitter. And, you know, like, they just cause all this Twitter drama. It's great for me because I just grab a bag of popcorn and I keep scrolling. But at the same time, like, I demand a certain level of respect from my fans. And I never have people attack me like that on Twitter because I do that demand that kind of respect. And my fans do like me more for it. And they've even, like, I've even had my top 20 fans see somebody attack me before I even do, and they stand up for me. Like, those are fucking fans, not the people who are going to tell me I'm racist because I didn't do IR, which is not true. I just did my first IR. So, I mean, it's just all that bullshit kind of makes me a little bit mad. But a porn star is classy, whether you believe it or not.
I honestly think, and speaking of classy, which goes into an image, everyone has a little bit of vanity to them, and they should, because vanity is actually what keeps you going and motivated. It's like, I am one to gain 25 pounds in literally 2 months and not give a fuck. And people still shoot me because my brand is, I don't give a fuck. But I think that if you are a little bit of vain and you take care of yourself, it makes it so people want to watch you and they want to see what's going on. And it's not a bad thing if you see, like, someone's complimenting you on what you wore, et cetera, to be like, oh, you know what? I'm going to wear that style for a minute.
Right.
But it's definitely, like, over the top when you're like, oh, my God, look, I wore this because it's YSL fucking shoes, and I'm amazing, and I'm a porn star. Look at me. Look at me. That's a whole different look.
I have a whole other side note of judgment for girls that wear Louis Vuittons on set. And fucking them and have people come on them. I don't know. If I'm going to put practically a down payment on a car into shoes, I'm not the fucking letting anybody touch them. They can sit in a glass case for all I care.
Tyrone shoes, bitch.
If I was a male porn star, my name would be Tyrone Shoes.
That's cool.
I forgot what I was going to say, so I just decided to throw that in.
No.
I just wanted to say, though, too, is like, there's a certain amount of just... I know it's really weird, but I always say that to be a really good porn star, you have to have a certain amount of class, and you got to be nice. And there's like there's all these things that separate the star from just the performer. And there's more performers than there are stars, like big time. I think for every porn star, there's probably like 500 performers.
The day of the porn star has like kind of changed. You know, I remember like the Vivid Girls in the 90s. They're like superheroes, you know.
Do you realize that their own Digital Playground has currently no contract girls? Wicked only has one contract girl, minus also re-signing.
What about Jesse?
Yeah.
Jesse's gone.
Really?
Yeah. Damn. Vivid has no contract girls. I'm trying to think if there's any other company that had them. They're all gone.
Julie Land has contract girls.
Oh, really?
Ash Hollywood is under contract. She gets paid nothing and gets nothing. But it's a contract.
I like it.
You know? Rena Sky is another contract girl. She gets nothing and gives nothing.
And I love it.
But it's my part.
Not yet. We're working on it.
I keep getting my fucking microphone stolen, so I stole somebody else's. Hey, pretty lubricated for me. So my,
it's all wet and slimy.
I mean, on the context of like porn stars, my biggest compliment to me is not people being like, oh my God, I fucking love that load that you took on your face and cum sluts 85. No, like that's not a compliment to me. My biggest compliments are when people go, I watch your scenes last. They're my bonus reel. But your fucking interviews and your BTS, like, I could watch those for hours. And that's the biggest compliment to me when people are like, we really like you. We really like your personality. You're funny. You're this. You're that. And you can take a pretty large cock when you try. Like, that's cool. Like, add that on the end.
Those are, like, the only compliments I get, so... No, I've just come to the conclusion no one cares about me having sex at all.
I wouldn't watch me. Why the fuck does anybody else?
All right. And with that note, if you think you're a porn star, you're probably not. Reno, where can we find you?
Twitter is RenaSkyXXX.
At Ash Hollywood.
Oh, at Andy Sandemus.
Oh, she's doing it right now.
Sophie D.
And I'm Phoenix Marie. Everyone say goodbye. Bye.